A discussion with Rob Ninkovich of the New England Patriots, who joins us from California, bright and early this morning. Robert.
Hello.
Must be nice. We're freezing our asses off here. And let me guess, there's palm trees around. Are there palm trees in San Diego?
I wish I could just take a picture and send it to you right now, because I'm literally under a palm tree. And I'm outside. It's a little wet. I mean, they had a six-month drought.
Yeah.
And the second that we land, they have a big storm of rain and mudslides and all that stuff. So, we kind of brought the wet weather with us, but I'm not freezing, so that's a good thing.
No, it's a great thing. When you send me that picture, will you also send me the picture of you and Bieber at the basketball game the other night?
I think you got the Robs confused.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, did you get to talk to Gronk about hanging out with Bieber?
Actually, just in, sitting amongst him and a couple guys, he had no idea who that was.
That's
think it's funny.
He didn't know?
No, he didn't. So I think it's funny. I mean, after the fact, I mean, I think during it, he was, somebody said, oh, that's so-and-so. And he said, oh, okay. But at the time that he approached him, I think he was looking at him like, who's this little kid?
Yeah.
Why is this little jerk photobombing our picture?
Why is this kid's pants on around his ankle?
He's such a knob.
Well, did you happen to catch the jersey number change that he made?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I have not.
Yeah, it's the LB likes to refer to that old chestnut, but he changed his number Wednesday in practice to the 69 number. So, he's a laugh
that's
a minute.
His favorite number. He's got two 69 on the tongue. I said, Gronk, why is it 69? He says, I just like the number. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Because I just like the number. Well, you like this, this decision to go out there and spend the whole week out there?
I mean, it definitely helps the, adjusting. I mean, I know it's a 3-hour time change, but the thing that affects you is just that flight on Friday. It's a long flight, just getting here and starting to work, that's what it's all about. So getting settled in and understanding it's a business trip. So, I'd rather have made that flight, right after Sunday night game, and then rather than coming in on Friday, that's for sure.
Was it hard for you guys to avoid the hype that everybody put on that game last week as a Super Bowl preview game?
Yeah, I didn't even pay attention to it, to be honest with you. We understand that, we got a long way to go here, and that was a good football team, and, we just got to learn from that and move on from it, just like we did when we played Kansas City, and just kind of, take that as a lesson learned that, you got to make the plays when the plays are there. And, when you're playing a good team, it all comes down to a couple plays or even one play. So, we just got to move on and focus in on these next four games because they're pretty big.
On the defense side of things, you guys really, I felt, struggled more stopping them third down wise than you have last 6 or 7 weeks. Is you agree that was an issue for you guys?
Well, I mean, definitely you got to get off the field on third down, and you got to give them credit too, because they played a good football game, and they got a good quarterback. So we don't make excuses around here. So we just got to get better and again, learn from the things that they did against us, and just try to get better to where another team can't use those things against us.
Well, I think you're gonna get more of the same that you had with Aaron Rodgers. Phillip Rivers can air it out if he's not pressured, and I think that was one of the issues in Green Bay, maybe a little bit, that I think maybe you guys would have wished you got more pressure on Aaron Rodgers, and is that a major concern? Did you guys talk about that, or is that something that you're looking to get done here, is get some abuse on Rivers?
Well, the two quarterbacks are very different, and the challenge with Rodgers is he's a guy that can extend a play and then throw a ball even farther down the field. And, again, that's one of those things where, you got to pick your poison. You want to, keep him in the pocket and you know, not letting them scramble and let the receivers uncover, and then you got big problems, or try and have a controlled type pass rush. But you know, again, no excuses. They did good, and you know, we got to do better, and you know, I'm going to do better. So you know, that's just the way the game went, and just trying to move on from that one and focus in on the Chargers because they're the next one.
You know, if you want to suggest a tune for the workout today, I might offer "It Never Rains in California" by Albert Hammond and Ninko. I think if you went in there, you could. It's definitely one Gronk doesn't know, and Tom Brady might not either. But you might want to throw that out there today.
Okay, I will do that. I'm sure Gronk would offer maybe Californication. That'd
right,
be a good one.
Of course.
Yeah. Probably California Girls, the David Lee Roth version. By Gronk is the David Lee Roth guy, not the Beach Boys guy. But
he would love to be David Lee Roth. But I was going to say, bad timing on the rain, Ninko. You guys are going to be playing on a brand new field. They put brand new sod down. And how much different is it going from AstroTurf to sod, like at Lambeau, and then now again with the rain? I mean, that sod's going to be. I mean, that's going to be crazy footwork.
Yeah, you know, that's always a challenge when you're playing on the natural surface. But, you know, to be honest with you, I'd rather keep the skin on my arms and stuff, because when you play on turf, you lose a lot of that. So,
right.
It's a little bit more forgiving on the body, and, you know, I'll take that going down the stretch here.
Rob Ninkovich of the New England Patriots from California, where it's warm, talking to you here where it's cold. By the way, nice job on the long snapping, as a fill-in.
Yeah, that's something that I've been working on since I was a kid, so, you know, I might as well just go out there and do it. And it wasn't, you know, it was one of those things that my number was called, and I had to go out and do the job, so, you know, that's what I did.
What's the key to that?
Practice.
That's the key. You got a target on the, you got the old target on the garage or something?
well, you need somebody to catch the ball. That's kind of like playing catch with a baseball. You need someone on the other end. But, I've been doing that a long time, and, you know, it felt good to do it in a real game. You know, most of the time it's in preseason, or, you know, it wasn't, live bullets, so to speak. So, you know, I was happy to get out there in a real game, a big game, and a cold game. So that tests you too when it's cold out there and a little windy. So, and I was, you know, able to throw strikes.
Are you in again Sunday against San Diego?
you guys in your questions.
Yes.
The game plan. Sorry.
If, my bad. You know, if my number's called at any point, you know, I go and do my job. So,
check. You know,
but in all seriousness, though, that's a position where you get absolutely killed, right? Because you have to completely focus on that long snap.
It's like a golf drive. You know, if you're not focused, you'll put it in the woods. So you just got to make sure you're zoned in and throw a strike.
No, but I mean, then you get killed.
On the punts, you know, get your head up and you block. You know, field goal, sometimes you get keyed off on a little bit, but you know. Yeah, just learn to protect yourself, I guess.
All right. Well, good luck on Sunday. Thanks for checking in this morning, and enjoy the California weather, and go beat the Chargers.
All right. Thanks, guys. Enjoy,
All right, Rob.
Getting the frost off your windshield.
All right. See you, man.
All right. Bye.